you remember anything about your grandparents? Where were they from?
Well, the only one I ever remember, I had my daddy's mother in Luverne, Alabama. She's the only one I can ever remember seeing.
You know anything about her?
No, she run the Beard Hotel in Luverne, and that's all I know.
You know anything much about your ancestors, like where your people came from before?
I don't have any idea, except from Crenshaw County and Henry County.
Yeah, I can't trace mine back much further than my grandfather's. You're married, and how old is your wife?
She's 41.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, how much education does she have?
She graduated from Salem and Lynette.
She a Methodist too?
No, she belonged to the First Baptist Church.
Okay. What? A little while ago, I got you to draw me a picture of your house, and I want to talk about things that had to do with the house in just a few minutes. I'll give this to you. What I want you to do, first of all, is talk about the house you grew up in. Tell me about how many rooms it had, and describe that house for me as nearly as you can.
Well, it was a big, long house, and they built it in 1929 for $6,000.
Hmm.
That's pretty good bit, 1929.
How many rooms did it have?
It had three bedrooms, living room, dining room, breakfast room, kitchen, and a back porch. It was enclosed. It only had one bath, and I had two brothers and a mom and dad and myself to use it. And it had a tremendous bedroom, bigger than the bedrooms there, I would say, is bigger than one in the GS State today.
Really? About how many feet would bedroom be?
Well, those in our house, they were about 20 by 17 and stuff like that. You can put three beds in them.
Huh.
And all in that.
Pretty good sized bedroom.
That's what I say. They were real big. The kitchen was real big. The kitchen was big as this den we're sitting in right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the house with the kind of high ceiling?
Well, they were higher than these, but they weren't tremendous high. They wasn't that old.
Yeah, about how high do you remember about?
I imagine they around 9 foot.
Something like that. You mentioned some of the rooms. You mentioned living room. Did you ever hear your mother, your daddy, anybody call it anything besides living room?
No, we always call it living room. Now, they call it the parlor, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
But we always call it the living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as I do now.
Mm-hmm. So it really hadn't changed. And you call the same thing in your house. Can you describe the house you live in right now?
Does this one I live in now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got four bedrooms, and it's got two baths. In the living room, dining room, the breakfast room, the den, the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned kitchen. Did anybody ever call that anything beside a kitchen?
I never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. What about you? And you mentioned the porch. Anybody ever call it anything beside a porch?
No, we just had a front porch over where I lived. It was screened in, and it had another porch. It wasn't screened in.
And most all the people just call it just always porch.
Just a front porch.
You mentioned you mentioned this to me earlier, but can you tell me again, how did you heat your house?
With a heat troller.
Heat troller.
Coal and wood. Had to go out there and get them pails of coal a cold morning.
Did you ever, you mentioned, did y'all have a fireplace or anything?
Had a fireplace, but never used it.
Have you ever built a fire?
I did at the beginning of this winter. I built one yesterday. And
yeah, you have a fireplace right there.
Yeah.
What do y'all call the thing that goes up there that smoke goes out?
I call it a chimney.
Mm-hmm. And if that same thing were, say you went out and saw a big industrial plant, what would you call a thing?
Smokestack.
Yeah, so there's a difference there than the smokestack and chimney. And what do you usually call that thing in front there of the fireplace?
That's a screen.
Mm-hmm. And
it keeps that wood from popping out of that fire and popping out on your carpet.
And what about the open place right there in front of the fire itself?
I'd only call it the hearth.
Mm-hmm.